I recently saw Fast 10. I was in Las Vegas, saw the film at the Cinemark at the South Point Casino, which is kind of neat. You just got a whole city basically built into a casino, so you never have to leave. Now, Fast 10 is basically built upon the franchise of The Fast and the Furious. Stars Vin Diesel as Dominique Toretto, Michelle Rodriguez as Letty. Jason Statham makes an appearance as Shaw, Jordan Brewster as well as Maya, Tyrese Gibson as Roman, Ludacris as Tej, Jason Momoa as Dante, Charlize Theron as Cypher, Helen Mirren as Queenie, Brie Larson as Tess, John Cena as Jacob, and there was even an appearance by Scott Eastwood as Little Nobody. So that was one of the draws in this film, was to see how Jason Momoa's character would be. He was so annoying that he was entertaining. He was one of those bad guys that you love to hate, and he played it to the hilt. I found him to be entertaining in this film. He played the son of a bad guy that was offed in a previous Fast and the Furious film. I heard that there was going to be some sort of a send-off or a tribute to Paul Walker. And there was a little bit of a few scenes where they did a flashback to 10 years ago and Paul Walker was in the scene. But it wasn't a send-off like that there was in a previous film. I think it was Fast 5. There was a nice send-off. This was sort of a forgettable film, and the series has always been over the top. One year they sent Ludacris and Tyrese to outer space in a vehicle. It didn't go to those heights, but they did end up driving a vehicle down the Boulder Dam while being chased with flames and rockets being shot at them. A lot of what you saw in the trailer were some of the best scenes that were in the film, and they were just ultimately ridiculous. Cars jumping out of helicopters, landing on top of other cars, and then just keep driving. All kinds of damage. There was at least one scene where I noticed that the vehicle should have been trashed, and then in the next scene it was okay, and then in the next scene after that it was trashed. There was a few little problems like that. The film has grossed over $500 million on a budget of $340 million. It's not the type of film that I would recommend unless you're a fan of the series and or the actors that are in the film. But I did enjoy it for what it was worth. I think I might have dozed off at one point in the film. Fast X, I would give it 3 stars, and I did enjoy it.